Good evening. James McCanny here with my Science Hour. It is November 12, 2015. One of the biggest problems we have today is the fact that we have a bunch of wimpy government-owned scientists running around pretending like they know something. Their living comes from basically searching books that are for grant money, designating what they should be studying, what direction they should be going in, and what results they should be getting. This is what scientists do today, and most of all, here's the point, most of all, scientists should be at the absolute forefront of directing this country to do sane policy, to create sane policy. We've had in the past the many different instances where scientists have come forward and talked about the absolute devastation being done by government policies, etc. Typically, they get minimized or put in the background or derailed in some manner. So most of these guys just shut up. But if they went out in mass, let's take Oppenheimer at the end of World War II. I mean, the father of the atomic bomb. He led the team at the Manhattan Project out in Los Alamos, a place where I've been, gave an invited talk out there on my work back in the 1980s, if you can imagine this. We're in 2015. A lot of people out there weren't even born then, weren't even thinking about being born. And so I'm in the middle of Los Alamos talking to the high energy bomb group and the plasma physics group. But at any rate, let's get back to scientists. So scientists are basically muffled. They're stuck in a corner. They're compartmentalized. They don't want to say boo because their precious paycheck and retirement are based on it. So we got a bunch of wimpy, say nothing, do what they're told, study what they're told, publish what they're told, dismal, panty-ass scientists sitting out there. Some of them work for the disinformation crew, writing just total garbage, twisting information, stealing information, whatever it takes to keep that lousy paycheck coming in. Hey, it's great. Wife's got a house. Kids going to college. They're pushing towards retirement. Just want to get out before anybody notices. Isn't that slick? But like I say, they should be at the absolute forefront driving this government, this worthless piece of crap government we have, to respond, to do what they're supposed to do. The scientists are supposedly the most educated, the truth seekers, the people that follow to the letter of the law. Science is supposed to be based on experimentation, not popular vote. You know, what is this? But anyway, this is a real slam against our scientists in this country. They don't stand up because if they did, their pants would fall off. They're a bunch of wimps. They've forgotten how to make a living as a scientist. All they know how to do is stand up to that government trough and take out a pile of money and stick it in their pockets or in the universities that they work for. How about that? Yeah, those universities pull in big bucks. You better not find one of those people or the administrators saying anything out of line. They might cut their funding. Wouldn't that be just doggone too bad? First, a quick note about something. Gee, it seems like every time I do something, it sticks in the side of the operators, that's the people that operate this country and the world. Windroids 11 OS, it's my latest crowdfunding. I talked about it at the end of last week's show, so I'm not going to say any more about it. It's listed at the very near the top of my homepage. Go check it out. It's self-explanatory. It's a new development to create an operating system that will replace Windows and Android. Boy, I'll tell you something. In December, we're coming right up here. They're going to force you to take Windows. The operating system is the central core program of your device, whether it's a computer, a tablet, smartphone, whatever. These have been totally corrupted. In December, Windows is going to force you to take Windows 10. Nobody has been taking this. Word is out. You may as well call it NSA 10. It is so full of spyware, it's just unbelievable. But they're going to make you take this and put it in your computer, even if you don't want it. If you have automatic updates turned off, they're still going to load it into your computer. And then they say that you have the option of installing it, but it's there. And it's going to be doing its dirty work. So anyway, I want this program to begin the first of the year. And by May, everybody could start downloading this new operating system. It's the core program in your computer, and it will prevent, not only eliminate the core snooping that's going on in your computer, tablet, or smart device, telephone, whatever, but it will also manage. This is what an operating system is supposed to be doing. It's supposed to be managing the memory, the transmission, and putting that under your control. Obviously, this is not very popular with the people that spent a lot of time and a lot of money making sure that you're monitored 24/7. And so anyway, you can help out. Just you can either donate or put the word out so other people see this. And I already have feedback that this is not a very popular item in certain circles. Oh, well, life in a big city. Just a quick note here, NASA is hiring astronauts. So for $66,000, you can go have your you can go sit on the tip of a rocket, a low bid rocket. Oy, no thank you. I think I'll just go down and eat some hamburgers at the hamburger stand. I'd probably spare me, please. But this came in from a listener. Something else, and I never really paid much attention to this. Apparently, there was a guy that did a study on this, and let me just quick pull this up here because it's very important. The study was done by a young man a number of years ago named. Oops, let me pull it. Okay, now I'm reading this from a PDF that was sent in to me, the title of which is. The top 10 most sinister PSYOP mission patches. Now, what's a mission patch? A mission patch is a cloth sewing patch that goes on the arm of a uniform or, in some cases, spacesuit for the Pentagon, for the military, for the NASA, for other PSYOPs organizations. Department of Defense, National Reconnaissance Office, spy satellite, etc., etc. Anyway, this study was done and pioneered by a guy named Trevor Paglen, P-A-G-L-E-N, published in 2008 a book. It said, "I could tell you, but then I would have to, then you would have to be destroyed by me." Emblems from the Pentagon's Black World. And through Freedom of Information Act requests, he obtained and analyzed 40 mission patches. And then the book reviews these. It says the iconography of the United States military, not the mainstream military but with its bars and ribbons and medals, but the secret or black projects world, which may or may not involve contacting aliens, building undetectable spy aircraft, experimenting with explosives that could make atomic bombs look like firecrackers. Here are the mysterious characters and cryptic symbols hint at intrigue much deeper than rank, company, and unit. And of course, and so then he shows many of these examples, and they include snakes wrapping around the world with Latin expressions, aliens with UFO-looking craft, dragons, once again, encompassing the world, and other like arrows and things going around, stars, other just symbolism, mnemonics with various letters, Some of them refer back to ancient cults. Some of them refer to the all-seeing eye in the pyramid, etc., etc. But anyway, it's worth taking a look at. I'm not going to post this on my webpage, but just give you enough information where you can find this. It's on vigilantcitizen.com. Look this up. Top 10 most sinister, I'll say this again, top 10 most sinister PSYOPs mission patches. And once again, these are the sewn, you know, like embroidery sewn patches. They're about maybe 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches. I remember when we were kids, we used to get things like this out of cereal boxes. I wonder if they were getting us ready for something. But worth taking a look into, and it's very, what's the basics here, however, is that the sinister, very weird kind of, you know, the PSYOPs mentality, let's just put it that way, that permeates NASA, Tier 1 science, that is run and operated by basically the Vatican, the Rothschild banking industry, which is the front for the Vatican wealth. And make no mistake about it, the very top thing on their list is science, archaeology, and many other topics, but astronomy, space science, etc. And part of that is feeding, pawning off on you, the public, the weird science, the garbage science, I call it, the Tier 2 science, the fairy tale science. I have quite a few different names for it. But anyway, that was I appreciate that. Somebody sent that in, and I always like listener input. I'm going to take a minute here because water is something that is extremely important to all of us. I sell water filters, and I do this for more than one reason. It's not just to have something to sell. I've developed this product line over years. The filter elements, which are the core, that's the central, the heart of the water filter. These are gravity water filters you use in your kitchen every day. And then for emergency, of course, they're there. If I were going to leave in an emergency, the one thing I would grab is my water filter. I'd dump the water out in on the floor if necessary. If I was really in a big hurry, if I had 2 seconds, I'd pour it down the sink. But I'd walk out of that house with that water filter in my hand. That's the one thing I would have. But at any rate, imagine what's in your water today. And I'm just going to go through a couple of these. You can look on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And also on the sales page, I have a list of all of the things that the water filters take out. And I posted that also near the top of my homepage, so you can get a good feeling for what these take out. By the way, they're on sale right now. Typically, they are $333, including shipping. Right now, they're $279 for a 10-pack, free shipping. So, anyway, okay, but glyphosate, what's that? Glyphosate is Roundup. It has permeated our water systems. It's a carcinogen. It is bad, bad news. So glyphosate, it'll take out 99.9% of glyphosate. Also, volatile organic molecules, also known as VMO, or VOMs, takes out 90% of those. And this includes the bulk of chemicals, cleaners that you have you know, in the sink, etc. But when you clean, say, your toilet or your sink, and you use that stuff, and man, you want to kill all the germs, hey, guess where all of that goes? Down the drain, into the water system, and back down into the water table. These filters take all of that out. Pharmaceuticals. When people take pharmaceuticals, these are long-term, hard, long-chain, very stable chemicals. They will sit in a pill for years without deteriorating. So that's the same, and they're not dissolvable in water or any of the other body acids that you have. These are very stable molecules that are in drugs today. Once again, when you urinate, you go to the bathroom, whatever, that all goes back down into the water table, and this is accumulating over years and years and years to the point where you take a glass of water, you may as well just go right down to the drugstore and ask them for about 20 of the most powerful drugs there are and throw them into your glass of water and take a big swig. That's how bad it is. My water filters take out pharmaceuticals, all of them, 98%. And arsenic and fluoride, and this is all in the filter element. You don't have to have an add-on filter, but water is getting to be so polluted, you have to filter water. I don't care if you live out in the farm, or if it's, in fact, farms are worse as far as the Roundup runoff and into the water table, the glyphosate, etc. In the city, you have a different cast of characters, but all places, unless you're dealing with surface water, which is typically not the source for very many people, typically most people get their water from a well, and arsenic. Arsenic is in the water, and even in reserves and reservoirs, the water has arsenic in it. It's just in the ground. It leaches into the water, is dissolved in the water. These filters take that out, and last but not least, oh my goodness, fluoride. I remember this a number of years ago, there was an accident in a parking lot where the fluoride truck that was going out to treat this city, the city water with fluoride, it had an accident. It spilled the fluoride. There was a dump. It spilled the fluoride on cement, and it burned a hole through the cement. It's one of the most caustic, carcinogenic materials known to mankind. They're putting it not only when you brush your teeth, you get a good dose of it, but so don't use those toothpaste, but you should get the fluoride out of your water, and these water filters take the fluoride out, arsenic and fluoride and a whole laundry list of other things. So please, filter your water. This is for your health. In the United States, oh my goodness, it's that's why I also sell the water filter, the travel water filters, is so you can carry those with you in your purse, in your briefcase, in your travel bag, in your suitcase, whatever. So anyway, please filter your water. And there's some sales on right now. Right now, the full-size stainless steel water filter, normally $319 with shipping. Now it's $259 with free shipping. So at any rate, okay, enough of that, but please filter your water. I have developed these filters over years. They're the best thing on the market, the GF filters, and the 10 packs are on a ridiculously low price sale for right now. I don't know how long that'll last, but go there and get stocked up. Certainly a good time also if you want to buy presents for people. That's a good time to do it. I believe in giving people real presents. I never give people a sweater or a tie or a shirt. No, for a little bit more, get them something that really is useful. And I've done this when people get married and I get, you know, I want to get somebody a present. You know what I do? I give them my nicest stainless steel water filter, and you know, a year later, 2 years later, I see those people and they say, you know, you gave us the nicest present of all. And these people, I'm sure, get really nice presents, but they like that water filter. I'll tell you, that stainless steel is beautiful, and that's something they use every day. Luckily, our son has been very quiet lately. It's continuing. It's been for years very quiet. But in our earth weather has been relatively calm lately, a little activity out on the west coast in the Baja, but other than that, the world has been relatively tranquil. At any given time, you can usually find some storms around the world, but the world has been relatively calm, especially in the main western developed countries. So at any rate, in fact, I think in some areas, actually a bit warm, unseasonably warm for this time of year. But so not a lot to report on that front. But I think it's good that we have a little bit of break. I want to give a positive note here, especially to students, young people, and everybody going all the way up to grandma and grandpa. I see a lot of strife in the world today. I see a lot of problems, but I see a lot of people, especially major world leaders out there, who are doing a lot of, they're spending a lot of their time, they're dedicating their lives, they're taking a lot of risks, going in the face of this new world order baloney. First, you got to identify it. Second of all, you got to understand who the real players and who your real enemy is, so you're not running around fighting paper tigers. And then you go after them. And I want you out there to understand that you can be a part of this also. Get away from fiat currencies. I encourage people, if you can, find a place, move to it, take your family, stop using money, start bartering within local groups, etc., and just start living a life. And this doesn't mean you got to go back to the cave ages. Believe me, I've been living like that for a long time, and I don't live in the cave ages. I'm probably one of the most communicative, well-received people around the planet, and that's why I'm very much hated by within certain groups, because I'm a scientist, I'm a well-trained scientist, and they want to own scientists. They want to own them. They don't own me at all. They never did, never will. And so it's a big problem. It's a big problem. And I don't care how many other wimpy scientists are out there. One of me is worth 10,000 of them sitting in their little cubicle twiddling their calculator. Excuse me. That's what's going on. But the point is, there are a lot of people moving in the right direction. There's a lot of effort. But here's the biggest point. They've identified the problem. The bankers, the Federal Reserve, they understand that the Federal Reserve in the United States is and its tax collecting agency, the IRS, these have nothing to do with the federal government. They're running the show. And they're just subsidiaries of the World Monetary Fund, the IMF, and the World Bank, the Rothschild Banking Empire. And the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas, they all work for the same tribe. And let's just put it the way it is. So, but there's a lot of people who are not sitting back anymore. They're not listening to all the baloney. They're not peer pressured into being nice, calm citizens with nothing to say like they want you to be. No. So there's a lot of positive things going on today. And at your own level, etc., you can be part of this. The biggest part of it is simply don't use their system. Don't use their system. Get away from the currency. Get away from the money. And I'm offering you solutions on my page. Not everybody can join Carrot Bars, etc., or buy Via Viente or whatever. Your best bet is the following. Eat good food that you grow yourself or that it's grown within 1 mile of where you live and you know the people that grow it. And it's good food. It's without chemicals, etc. Get into that cycle. Drink clean water. Filter your water no matter where you are. And make sure it's got good mineral content. That's very important. So you're eating food that has good nutrients that come out of the ground. You're drinking water. I drink unpasteurized milk. I can't make recommendations for other people. I haven't had pasteurized milk in I don't even know how long. And nobody that I know drinks pasteurized milk. In fact, the people I know get sick when they drink pasteurized milk. It kills all the enzyme. The same with yogurt. One of my favorite things is whole milk yogurt. It's got just right out of the cow. Put it on the stove, bring it up to a boil, and then from there, make the yogurt. Put the starter in there. Oh, man, that to me is some of the best food, the enzymes, etc. So, but do yourself a favor. Also, goat's milk, goat's cheese, etc. And really, within not too much time, the average person can start to learn about husbandry, about maintaining animals, about growing a garden. I also recommend that people use a greenhouse so that any chemtrail spraying, etc., is controlled. It's not going into your dirt. And you can have a very big greenhouse, or you can have a little greenhouse that's on your apartment counter. There are people that are coming out with carbon dioxide enriched greenhouses. The plants grow much better. They actually can grow in even cooler. But if you have an 80 degree greenhouse with a higher concentration of CO2, man, those plants go bonkers. They just grow like crazy. They love it. And, you know, the right humidity in the air, etc. But the food, I mean, you're actually getting food out of your own garden, eating it, you know, the corn that grows for the chickens or whatever you have. Chickens are great. You know, they provide eggs. All of this, what I encourage people to do is if you can, you know, if you're caught in that 40-hour-a-week job and there's no way out, and you got the kids and the house payment, and you're trapped under credit cards or something, try and find a way where you can start making edges towards finding a place where you can go, finding a place where you can hang your hat. And you really don't need much. This myth where you need a 10-bedroom house in the suburbs with three cars, that's a myth. It's a total myth. And there are people, too, who are just stepping off one day, walking away from it all. Goodbye, sayonara, not doing it anymore. And I met a family like this. The wife was a nurse. The husband was, I forget what he did. He had a regular job. And they just took some money that they had, bought a place up in the woods, took the kids, and that's where they started. And they were all adjusting very well and very happy. But just the thing they were happiest about was they had dumped all that debt, all those problems. Just goodbye, sayonara. Okay, enough of that. You know, so, and you know, they were living in a house. They were trying to fix it up while they were living there. But they were all contributing and they became more of a family. It's possible. It's something that you can do. That's what I encourage people to do, because you know what? On a one-to-one basis, that's the worst thing you can do to the bankers, is just walk away from their stupid money game. Because every night on the news, what do they got? Fear-mongering, the economy, the war, you know, the housing crisis, the stock market. What do they talk about? I never had any stocks. Nobody came up to my door and asked me if we should go to war or not. You know, that belongs to other people. That has nothing, absolutely nothing, to do with me. So the worst thing you can do as an individual or a small group or a family unit, etc., is simply walk away and ignore them. Because they are power freaks. That's what they live on. They want you to be afraid. They want all the boogeymen that they've put up in front of you. They want you all scared. Ooh. Yeah, well, Halloween's over. Just a quick notice here. You are being absolutely barraged. And I can't believe the level of this in the coordination, in the timing. And it's just one after the other after the other. And this is coming from NASA, it's coming from science, it's coming from 10 different directions. And the latest one is supposedly the sun's going to blow Earth's atmosphere off. You know, first it was just the electric grid, that'd be pretty bad. But now it's supposed to blow our atmosphere off. And they're comparing it to Mars, the MAVEN mission, etc. And it just is getting insane. But here's what I'm finding. These are not articles put out by the scientists. These scientists are basically, they know that if they didn't say something, somebody else would and would get their funding. So they better say something. It better be a scare, fear-mongering, fear porn, as we call it, because that seems to raise the most money. Then, that gets published in the newspaper. And these are coordinated. Make no mistake about it. It's not like one guy over here in NASA is doing some research and that gets published. No, this is coordinated at a much higher level. So these people are, you know, like, the say, the MAVEN mission to Mars. This was a mission to study the atmosphere of Mars. And before they even went there, they decided that Mars was losing atmosphere and they wanted to know what happened to the oceans and atmosphere of Mars. They already decided that it was millions, or not millions, but billions of years ago when this happened. So they have to repeat that. Like I said, when they get the funding, they already are told what their results are supposed to be, and they have the data all wrong. The atmosphere is coming into Mars. Mars' atmosphere is building up. When comet sighting spring came by, Mars had a big influx of material. But they will lie. They will lie directly to you, the public, and say that Mars is losing its atmosphere. It's a lie. It's twisting the data, and the ions that they're measuring are coming into Mars. They're in the process of trying to steal my work. This past week, the MAVEN mission team came out and said, oh, there's electric fields at Mars, and they're accelerating ions. Oh, gee. I wonder who said that first. Not these clowns. They weren't even, some of them weren't even born when I was talking about this when I was at Cornell. You know, that's how ridiculous this is. But they have it all backwards. They're saying that it's accelerating the ions away from Mars. And then they go, oh, it works like a generator on Earth. Like you go out in your backyard, pull a rope and on your generator, and that's somehow Mars is generating electricity like a generator. These people are just such morons. The difference is that in your generator, the electricity is flowing through wires. It doesn't work like that in free plasma. So these guys are just complete idiots. They don't know how science works. They don't know how plasmas work. They don't know how generators work. They don't know how the generator in your backyard works. How could they compare it to a free-flowing plasma system outside of a planet? It's absolutely insane. But here's the contradiction. Every time they say something, they step all over themselves, and in the so-called peer-reviewed journals, they're not peer-reviewed. It's all rubber-stamped. But let's look at this. They're saying that the solar wind, acting over billions of years, has taken away the atmosphere and therefore the oceans of Mars. And they say, well, Earth was saved because we have a magnetic field. But then they say, there's another fear porn article coming out of NASA. They say that, oh, Earth's magnetic field could reverse shortly in the near future, and it could remain reversed for a period of 200 years, and that would cause a tremendous reduction in our atmosphere. Well, no, that would just cause the protons to go the other way and the electrons to go the other way. And when the electrons and protons come in from the solar wind, they hit our Earth's magnetic field and they split one way, and they move one way, the electrons move one way and the magnetic field and the protons move the other way. Or if they're ions, whatever. The positive charges move one way, the negative charged particles move the other way, including electrons. So if the Earth's magnetic field flipped, the magnetic field would still be blocking the solar wind. So there again, they don't even know what they're talking about. But let's look at a real contradiction here. Let's look at the planet Venus. Venus is much closer to the sun than Earth. It is much closer, far, far closer than Mars ever thought about being. But Venus has an atmosphere that's hundreds of times denser than Earth's. And Earth's atmosphere is hundreds of times more dense than that of Mars. So how does Venus escape this same theoretical construct? Absolutely absurd. How does Venus, and the only answer is, well, Venus is a young planet. That's the only logical explanation. But there again, they can't say that because that's what I've said, that Venus is a young planet. And so their little theory about how Mars is losing its atmosphere and then the fear porn that they try and relate to Earth doesn't work. And, Earth has had many, many changes of atmosphere over its history. We know this. They come at the same time, the same epoch, when mountain building occurs, and it happens when a large cometary object comes by Earth, and it's the gravitational wave that creates the mountains. It's the plasma connection between the comet and Earth, and in some cases, as in the case of Venus passing by the Venus comet back the within the past 10,000 years, in the case of Mars, Venus the comet, the surface gravity of Venus was much greater than that of Mars. In other words, if you took the core planet of Venus and you set it next to Mars, Venus is much larger, and more importantly, the surface gravity of that nucleus of Venus the comet, the surface gravity was greater than Mars. So when that electrical connection connected, the gravity pull of Venus won out, pulled the atmosphere and oceans off of Mars in a single night, and that was observed by the ancients. At that time, from what our understanding is, people were living on Mars. That's why all of this fear porn, that's why the Matt Damon movie on Mars, and the NASA mission to Mars in 30 years, all of this, more flat Earth science trying to be pawned off on you, the public, so that nobody ever imagines going to Mars, when we know, in fact, for a long time, Tier 1 science has had missions to Mars, primarily unmanned missions, and that they are excavating archaeological sites on Mars, blocking this information from you, the public. Just like when Saddam Hussein, his archaeologists discovered what they believe was the original city of Babylon, the U.S. CIA, basically, with the army as a front, went in there and attacked them. That was the key moment when the U.S. military went in there, because Saddam Hussein had become a bad boy and was going, even though he was appointed by the CIA and put into office there, he turned away. But that was the key effort, because Saddam's archaeologists were in there digging, and the U.S. absolutely wanted to be in there. And that, again, goes back to the fact that the CIA is the police force of the World Bank, and they can print all the money they want. So they don't need more money. They control oil. They control energy. They can pass all the laws through Congress of control, whatever they want to do in the United States. So their biggie is ancient history, worship of basically demonic characters, including Baal, who represents Mars. So this is the situation. And this is why all the strange information, what I call basically Tier 2 fairy tale science, and of course Mars today is a desolate planet. There's no question about that. But when did it lose its atmosphere? Recently. Why don't listen to me. You can see this for yourself. Go look at all the pictures I posted on my Picture of the Day subpage. You can see all the riverbeds, all the geological features. You can see all this, and this is not what NASA is going to present to you. These are pictures that I've pulled out and put on my page, and they're there for you to see. The center 8 photos in my weather book, the Principia Meteorologia, are special. I had a special process done to include those in the book, and they're very high resolution of the entire surface of Mars, 8 pages. And you can see the entire surface. You can see where the highlands are, the lowlands, the cratering, the places where there is no cratering because there were oceans there. And you can see all the riverbeds, all the erosion, all of the deltas of the rivers, all the erosion where islands, especially like the volcanic islands like Olympus Mons, had all of the erosion around it, these rifts that break off and slew into the ocean. You can see them slewing off for miles and miles when there was an ocean there. All of this very recent, because Mars has tremendous dust storms that occur on an annual basis. And in a billion years, you wouldn't see any of this. In 10,000 years, you wouldn't see any of this. So all of this is recent. So these scientists, the MAVEN mission scientists, are lying to you. They are professional liars. They're twisting the data. The Mars atmosphere is not leaving, it's rebuilding. They are lying to you, the public. These are paid liars. Scientists at NASA on the MAVEN mission. Also, the Dynamic Solar Observatory, they put together a video showing all this hyperactivity on the surface of the sun and put a video out and said, look at how terrible the sun is, everybody, woo! And you know what? The sun has not been at a lower energy level in 300 years, and that includes during the Maunder minimum. The sun has been absolutely quiet for 6 years. So the fear porn that they're putting out has no basis in reality. They just have better close-up detailed pictures that they've gotten from the Solar Dynamic Observatory. They've just got some better detailed pictures. But the sun really, in reality, is extremely low energy. So once again, more complete lies coming out. And this is what they're trying to say, is that get ready for a power outage. So this is what I see. They're trying to prime you, the public, for a power outage. And you know what? This is important for kids to understand, too. And I know a lot of families listen to this show. But it's important for kids, if you're still going to school, there's a lot of kids who are homeschooled. But just look at the deceitful information that's being pawned off on the public. Once you know what is correct, it's important for kids especially and adults to learn correct science. Science is wonderful. It's fun. It's understanding how the solar system works. But all of this gives me a basis for talking about something that's very essential. And I hope that there's kids out there, young people, who get the vision to go to Mars do it with robotics. And, you know, the best way to visit Mars would be with cameras in low Mars orbit and really high-resolution cameras and take many passes. There's a technique used in video photography these days you can get a very extremely high resolution photograph by many, many, many repeated pictures of the same region. And then what you do is you time average those and you start getting down to extremely fine pixel resolution. So these are techniques that are all within the reach of people today. So kids, don't listen to this fear mongering coming from NASA that it's going to be 30 years and they're going to waste billions, $100 billion, trying to put a man on Mars. Hey, let me tell you a secret. They ain't never going there because they don't know how to deal with radiation. NASA is just a bunch of aerospace companies backing up this Tier 2 fairy tale agency, and it's all about just getting money and spreading the money around so these people shut up. That's all it is. Nothing more, nothing less. But kids, start planning, start getting your friends together, start designing spacecraft, and look in my Atlantis to Tesla book. There's a design for an electromagnetic propulsion system. Start experimenting with these things. You know, get an education in electronics. These all, let me warn you something, all of these things can be dangerous. So, but unfortunately, we don't have a space agency. We don't have real leaders in science. So kids are going to have to take this upon themselves. And maybe within 10 years, we're going to have kids growing up who are going to be going to Mars. The reason they keep presenting this information about Mars being desolate and billions of years ago is so that it's not interesting and nobody would want to go there. That's not the case at all. What we got to do is get up there with real counter space measures and find out what's going on, because this history belongs to all of us. The history of Babylon belongs to all of us. And the people in power consider it their own private playground. This is not correct. These are a bunch of greedy, selfish, money-grabbing... I don't want to continue. I could get worse and worse there. But the problem is they consider science their private playground. So the tier one scientists, unfortunately, they come out of universities, they get a degree, they sign non-disclosure agreements, they start getting wooed into the government PSYOPs programs, and before they know it, they're compromised. They cannot do science. They cannot do anything. They can't move. They can't become creative. They can't create their own Mars space program. They can't do anything. So, at any rate, kids, if you can, stay independent. So let's turn a positive note here and talk to young people, especially about how would you go about creating a space program. Now, this sounds a little far-fetched for the average person, but I just want to show you some of the things that are really innovative things that are being done. Young people are creating many products today. You see this, you see them like drone, mini drones, another type of drone aircraft. I gave the example last week. NASA had this program to create a vertical takeoff, a VTOL space airplane, and of course put who knows how many millions, tens of millions of dollars into this, and it was just a model airplane. On the same page that I was reading about this, off on the right-hand side was an advertisement for a hobby company that had developed exactly the same thing, and for $169, you could do the same thing. You could go out and buy this and fly it with your smartphone. And it had a range of a couple miles. I mean, it was a pretty incredible little piece of hardware. But here's the thing. I would become interested in things like that. Just go out, see how they work, study the battery packs, study the electronics, the control, the software, etc., and then start playing around with your own. What do you want to do? Do you want to fly higher? Do you want to send reconnaissance missions? These are the kind of things that kids can do, and with readily available, not really expensive hardware. And then eventually what we're going to try and do is get kids to be innovative about going into outer space. I really can't talk a lot about what I'm personally doing. I'm doing quite a bit of work in the background. But I'm hoping that at some point we start bringing young, educated engineers into this. I wish I could talk more about this now, but I don't pre-announce, do much in terms of pre-announcements. But as individuals out there, kids, start becoming interested in outer space. Don't think that you got to go sign up at NASA to be an engineer, because really what's going to happen is you're going to get stuck in some tier two baloney rocket program or something like that that's not tier one science. If you do get sucked up into the tier one science, if you're really good, they're going to have you compromised and buttonholed, and you won't be able to do anything that's really benefiting mankind. So you got to stay out of NASA, you got to stay out of the corporations, you got to stay out of the aerospace corporations, stay away from all of that anything associated with the government, because remember, the government is nothing more than a branch of the Federal Reserve, which is a branch of the world, basically the World Bank. Stay independent of all of that. A guy named Richard Branson, have a lot of respect for that guy. Running his own private space program, is an entrepreneur, has built up from, he started, I believe his first venture was a Virgin Records, which was highly successful, and then he branched off, has dozens and dozens of businesses, including the telephone business, the cell business, airline businesses, various different airlines around the world. Yeah, this guy is, I really respect him. But the thing I really respect him for is staying independent as in his space program. And he's been targeted. Let me tell you, this is a guy whose programs have been targeted for destruction. They don't like these people. They don't want them up there in the private playground. But stay independent, stay the course, start becoming innovative. If you can, get on with a guy like Richard Branson. There's other private space programs going on out there. They're doing it faster, cheaper, better than NASA. And so NASA, these big government programs, that's the other thing, with their billions of dollars and their overall planning, because they're so paranoid about making a mistake, they make them all the time. But they are doing technology, they're working on technology that's 20 years old. You have to be able to turn quickly when the technologies change and go with the flow. But put your sights on outer space. Even if it's low Earth orbit, there's kids in rocket clubs and high-altitude balloon clubs. And if you don't do anything more than just send a camera back up and take pictures and bring it back down, then get more extensive with other types of data, remote sensing, etc. But remain independent. Remember that the big bad boys out there, Google, Fidelity, the CIA, the U.S. military, the Navy, the U.S. Navy has more things in space than anybody, and the CIA. You know, these people are very controlling, so just stay away from that. If you can, don't. As far as all of this government, the government is trying to get involved in okaying everything because, oh, for the safety of everybody. No, it's not for anybody's safety. If they were worried about safety, they'd be out there preventing people from going on rollerblades and surfboards and skateboards. That's where you get your head busted wide open. Why don't they monitor those businesses? Well, because they don't care about you. But when you start going into space, woo, everybody's got to be scared. The government's got to approve everything. Why is that? Because they don't want you there. They're going to put every roadblock on the planet in front of you getting into space. So don't worry about rockets. They're kind of fun. I used to play around with rockets just for fun. But they're not going to get you any place in outer space. You have to go for the electromagnetic propulsion systems. I have the designs, which I released one in my Atlantis to Tesla, the Colburn Connection book. But those won't work, for example, around the moon. They won't work around Mars. You need ion engines. That's another thing that kids can work on. Other forms of magnetic thrusters, for example. Rail guns. And also just converting chemicals like oxygen, hydrogen, things like that. You know, because rocket engines still will be used. But here's the ticket. When you're going to another planet, you have to have a steady acceleration halfway there, a steady deceleration the other half of the way. What does that do? That gets you going to a much higher velocity, and it cuts down the transit time. So instead of 6 days to the moon, it should be a few hours. Instead of 4 years to get to Mars or some ridiculous thing, it should be a number of months, or maybe a number of weeks even. And so we should be crawling all over this solar system with spacecraft, but keep independent. Keep yourself independent. That's the ticket. Because, like I say, if not, you're going to be buttonholed, and your dreams are going to turn into, well, they're not going to go anyplace. So work for independence. Also be very wary of Elon Musk. He signed contracts with the devil and the CIA, with Google, Fidelity. They're all wrapped up in the same pile of you-know-what. So avoid Elon Musk with a at all costs. I really respect what he's done, but unfortunately, he's been signing contracts with the wrong people, and much of his success has been based on those associations, even though they really don't like him either. But, that's another issue. But once again, I encourage kids, start getting model airplanes if you're young. If you start getting older, start advancing these. Make them go farther, more power, bigger batteries. Battery technology is coming down. Look into supercapacitors. But understand, too, that these things can be dangerous. Anything over 40 volts can be lethal, depending on who the person is. And enough current there with the, if there's enough current available in a battery pack, if you get over 40 volts AC or DC, that can be enough to do some damage. So you got to be really careful. And the other thing you can do is put everything in parallel. You keep the voltage low, the currents are rather high, the young people can start doing some serious research. And then I would like to see some young people, a young group of people, going to the moon. And don't worry about landing on the moon or landing on Mars. That adds another level of complexity that's really, really, really difficult. Just go there, orbit, take pictures, remote sensing, start to look into particle detectors, electron, proton, ion, etc., and make them directional. This is one of the big problems with NASA detectors like the MAVEN mission. They're not directional, or they have them pointed, if they are, they have them pointed in the wrong direction, because they're assuming that the ions and the material is coming from another direction. And then start understanding, read my books, understand where the electron flows come from. The electron flows are the primary discharge in any plasma, capacitive discharge in a plasma. Understanding the electron flows is critical to for example, my spacecraft designs I talk about in the Diamond Principle book. A lot to do there, a lot of work and a lot of research. Start understanding mining techniques once you get to asteroids, comets, etc., in outer space. And look into, don't be afraid to adapt technologies that already exist that have already been proven out there. Read what other countries are doing. The Rosetta mission to a comet was fantastic. The only problem is you've got a bunch of Tier 2 scientists trying to interpret the data according to the Dirty Snowball Comet model. Get away from all of that ridiculous science. Don't worry about taking a college-level astronomy course. It's pure garbage. There isn't a cent worth of information there that's worth even considering. Read my books, follow my the work on my plasma discharge comet model and the plasma nature of the universe, etc., and start to understand how things work, start to develop hardware, and I encourage the youth to get out there and start developing private space programs. Just a couple more words here about the sale that's on the webpage. The GF elements are on sale, a huge sale, $279 for a 10-pack, and includes free shipping, something I've never done before. And then the full-size stainless steel on sale. Also the Traveler, the new short stainless steel Traveler filter. It comes with two filter elements. And also remember the Windroids 11OS crowdfunding effort. A lot of great stuff happening in the background there. This is Jim McCanny. This is my Science Hour. And as always, we are at the crossroads. Good night.